Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin has survived an injury that could have killed him. But long after media and fan attention moves on, Hamlin will be working on his recovery. Ryan Shazier has some idea of what that road ahead could feel like for Hamlin. Shazier's spinal column was damaged during a routine tackle in 2017 when he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And Ryan Shazier, the leader of this Pittsburgh defense, is not getting up.
And not to be an alarmist, John, but I don't think anybody has seen his legs move at all.
Like Hamlin's injury, millions of people watched it live on Monday Night Football, and it also happened in Cincinnati on the same field where Hamlin was injured. Shazier took us back to that game, that play, that moment that changed his life.
I made this tackle 1,000 times before, and unfortunately he was running a little bit faster than I thought he was, and when I made the tackle, my head hit his hip, which caused me to fracture multiple vertebrae in my back and caused me to have a spinal cord injury. I definitely knew something was wrong because I had a burning sensation in my back. When I got hurt, it was more of, oh, man, I'm hurt pretty bad, but I should be okay. And that wasn't the case.
At what point did you realize, uh-oh, this is going to be longer than just maybe getting injured and coming back in a week or two?
I think it was more of a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. I was thinking of it more like a stinger. So for those who play football, a stinger is something that you'll hit somebody and your arm feel like it goes numb, but you kind of get the feeling back.
But after almost 2 weeks, the feeling was not coming back. Doctors told Shazier's family there was only a 20% chance he would ever walk again.
I pretty much had to relearn everything. Everything that you take for granted that involves your core to lower body, you know, using the bathroom, you know, walking up the stairs or being able to jog somewhere or just being able to get out of the seat. Just learn all those things. I had to learn all over again.
What was it like to just have these little victories, Ryan, like moving your toe or actually getting up on your own?
So those moments were big to me. It might not mean much to somebody else, but it means everything to you. And there were moments where I was just trying to raise a toe or lift my ankle or raise my knee. And for me, it was everything. It was almost like receiving a scholarship to go to college. It was like going to Ohio State. It was like getting drafted in the first round because these are things that people said I would never do and I was able to do them.
In those initial steps, those first few steps in your recovery, what was the thing that brought you the most joy?
The thing that gave me the most joy was to be able to walk at my wedding and dance at my wedding. We pushed back our wedding because I told myself I wanted to be able to walk down the aisle. I wanted to be able to dance with my wife with no help, with no resistance.
It took Shazier longer to accept that he could not return to playing professional football.
It took me a while. It took me about 2 or 3 years because I was rehabbing and I was getting a lot better. And I was on the path of possibly getting back to playing football again, but I was just starting to notice that some of my movements were a little bit slower than I wanted to be. I wasn't able to run as fast as I wanted to be able to run.
Everyone has sometimes feelings of letting people down. Did you struggle with that? Like maybe letting yourself down, your family, or your teammates?
I remember I talked to my father and my mother and my wife, and I told them, I was like, man, I'm a failure. I'm sorry I let you guys down. And they looked at me and said, Ryan, what are you talking about? And I was saying, I got hurt. I'm not being able to play football at a high level. And my wife and my father and my mother all told me, Ryan, that playing football is a bonus. You know, being a man that you are is what we appreciate, what we love about you, not just because you can play football. You're not letting us down. The fact that you're overcoming this injury the way you're overcoming it, we look up to you more than we ever did. You know, as myself, I thought I was a failure, but my family told me very quickly that that was not the case.
So let's get now to what happened to Buffalo Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin. What memories came back? What kind of things were you thinking about when you saw the injury, when you saw what happened to him on that play against the Cincinnati Bengals?
Man, that was a very tough moment for me because me and my wife were watching the game together, and me and Michelle were just discussing what was going on, and I'm like, man, this is crazy what's going on right now because the whole play itself, how DeMar made a tackle, that's a regular tackle that he's made 100 times, and then, you know, he dropped to the floor, and just to see just the scare in everybody's eyes while they're on the field, to me, it just kind of gave me flashbacks of what I went through, but then also it just scared me to see what DeMar and his family and the Buffalo Bills were going to have to go through dealing with his injury.
What kind of flashbacks?
It was kind of everything in a quick flashback. It was just the pain I went through, the loss of the game that I went through, the emotions of just how I feel about football then and how I feel about football now, just about how his family is scared and they don't know how to react. They don't know what to do. I was thinking about how my teammates looked when I was on the field. I was thinking about, you know, being in a hospital and I had so many doctors around me that I couldn't even see the wall. So it was just, it was so many things that literally flashed by so fast that I can't even tell you just one thing.
As you mentioned, Ryan, your injury is a lot different than what Hamlin went through with his heart. But I think there's a similar kind of road ahead for him. You've been down that road already. I mean, what's something that if he were listening to you right now, you would tell him about the possible road he has ahead of him?
The biggest thing I will always tell anybody first and foremost is, you know, trust God. And then also just have a positive mindset. And secondly, is just, you know, take it slow. Because you just want to make sure that you're in the best condition for your health. You want to make sure that you're still able to be the guy that you want to be. So if it involves football, if it doesn't involve football, just take your time. Just make sure that you trust the doctors. And you also have to trust yourself. You know what your body feels like. And then push it as far as you can push it. But also understand when it's time to pull back as well.
That's Ryan Shazier, former Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker. Ryan, thanks a lot for sharing your story.
No problem. Thank you for having me.